Welcome to episode 129 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we look at how Mr. Rogers saved the VCR. VCR. You don't see them much anymore. I spend much of my week in my campus's television station, where I'm going into my second year now as station manager. One of my favorite parts of my job is when middle schoolers come through and I give them a tour of the station. I love to talk, go figure. Anyway, we use a lot of older equipment in the studio, including a couple banks of VHS players. Every single time I get a tour in, I always point to the VCRs and ask if anyone has seen one before. A few years ago, I would get one or two kids nodding their heads yes. Now it's usually silent. Little do these kids know that it's thanks to Mr. Rogers that we really even had VCRs in the first place. In the late 1970s, VCR companies had a problem. They were being sued by major television and motion picture companies because the recording functions of home VCRs allowed people to tape video and watch it later, or potentially sell that video as a bootleg. Now, Hollywood can't have that, so they brought the issue to the court. Mr. Rogers came to bat for the VCR manufacturers, though. In his court testimony, he defended the new machine, saying that it allowed families to take television viewing into their own hands. Rather than being beholden to the schedule set by the networks, families could find time to fit TV, and specifically children's programming, into their schedule in a way that would be convenient for the whole family. That testimony stuck, and the court ruled in favor of the VCR. Thanks for tuning in to episode 129 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. I'll be wrapping up Mr. Rogers Week tomorrow, as there is a packed full theme week coming up next week that I just want to go ahead and get started on Friday. So make sure you come back tomorrow when we wrap up Mr. Rogers Week by looking at how he made a room full of Hollywood elite cry like babies.